Welcome to the Unified Endurance Podcast. Number unknown.
Are we going to check? I'm going to check whilst you're talking. Okay. Keep going.
Rob Jones is here with me. We do know, though, this is the last show of the year. We'll be back in 2024. Rob Jones, let's begin with sharing the Christmas present I gave you this morning.
I was trying to think, middle of what we were doing, where this idea came up from. You came up with it, though. It wasn't my idea. It was your idea. Yeah. Everyone was blaming me, the people that turned up, but it was not my idea.
Yeah.
We've just finished a 3-hour, 18-minute track session.
Ultra Trackmas.
Ultra Trackmas. Do you want to describe what the workout was?
Well, you need Alan Turing with you to figure this one out. So, 12 days of Christmas.
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
So 100.
Yeah.
Then 200, 100.
It's like the song.
300, 200, 100. 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 3, 2, 1. All the way up to 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Correct. And we decided, so you decided to come up with the workout. I decided on the rest. Yes. And how long it would take.
Yes.
So we put 20 seconds rest between each rep.
Yeah.
And after the big sets, well, I say big sets, they're not actually that big now in hindsight, from 403, when we did 4-3-2-1,
yeah,
we took 2 minutes at the end of each big set.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. It was long. The weird part was at 2 hours, we were only halfway through the distance.
Yes.
But we were over
two-thirds of
the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so confusing.
Messes with your head.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember looking at my watches at 18K and everyone who came to normal track was leaving when we started an hour before them.
Mm-hmm. It's long. What did you have on your watch by the end?
38.
Yeah, I had 38K at the end of that session. One of the good fun facts can be said. How fast did we run it? Give or take. Marathon, bit slower than marathon pace?
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't really looking, but whenever I would look at my watch to see the distance, it was like always around 4:10.
Yeah, I think we started off, the shorter reps were about 4 minutes a K. I think my slowest rep was 4:29 on maybe the 1100, one of the 1200s. And other than that was about, between 4:10 and 4:15.
Yeah. Average worked out at 5 minutes per K.
Average worked out 5 minutes per K. Nutrition?
Zero, huh? Not that I forgot to do anything, but I bought a gel with me and 2 1500 sachet packets, and I consumed one sachet packet in 3 hours and one bottle of water.
I had my micro water and I had one. My micro water is a bottle that holds about 250 ml of water, but it looks like a sports bottle.
Yeah.
And I had just a normal 500 ml. No, I think it's maybe a 650. It's like a stubby bike bottle.
Yeah.
Had that with some electrolytes in it. And that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
I don't know. It was cold, right? You didn't feel like you needed to drink a lot. And then there wasn't really any time to eat.
No, 20 seconds is not really a lot of recovery. I think actually the 20 seconds did us more harm than good.
Yeah, that hurt the legs a bit.
So stopping when you're in rhythm and you're moving quite nicely, the last thing you want to do is stop for such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to get going, get back up to speed and get back in the flow. That I didn't like.
Now, I went for a nice long distance tempo shoe, the Mac X, and you rocked up. I couldn't believe this, in rockets.
It's because, right, this morning, Hannah has been up since 2 o'clock in the morning, and I left for track at 4:30. So I'd been up 2.5 hours before this session. So I grabbed a shoe, and in my head, I'd picked up the Mac X. I put them on, tied my shoelaces. Heidi was up as well talking to me, and I got there and I'm like, oh dear, this is going to hurt. These shoes are designed for 5 and 10Ks.
Yeah, I felt bad for you, to be honest.
They were starting to sting a bit at the end.
We also only went round one way.
Yeah.
My right hamstring was telling me things about halfway in, but then it actually seemed all right.
No.
But I think we maybe next time should go the
switch
other way for a bit.
Switch the distance.
Every odd... starting of odd laps, run the other way, maybe.
That's hard when there's other people on the track, though.
Yeah, it is.
It was when we, the other endurance athletes had a classic 12 days of Christmas, a 12, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 100. And when they were going through that, I thought, that's our last set.
That was our last set, yeah.
We've got a long way to go still.
It's a very odd workout.
It's a good workout. Yeah. Very much enjoyed it.
I highly recommend it.
Rob Tansey, it's 9:50 and he is still probably out there going.
Hey, shout out to Tarek and to Rob Tansley, both getting it done. A few others started, but didn't make it, so this you don't good. Get a shout out.
This is good. I like it when people don't finish it. Yeah. That means they've got to come back next year.
They've got to think about it.
We discussed other things that we might do, the 30 days of Ramadan track. Not quite sure how we'll structure that one.
Hey, we discussed a lot. Movies. What else were we talking about?
We said movies
that sting you.
Movies that we need to watch. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Because of Jess.
And
things that sting you.
Things that sting you.
Yeah. What we would do, maybe, did we talk about what we do different? Other route options?
Route options, so running it as a point to point.
But then it wouldn't be Trackmas. So.
It wouldn't be Trackmas, it would just be 12 days.
It would just, no. Yeah, just be a long interval workout.
This episode is 207.
There you go, you figured Welcome. It out.
6 minutes in, 207, good.
Sweet. Also, mate, was in your neck of the woods yesterday. It was yesterday.
Yeah, you've just come back from a man.
Jebel Shams.
Yeah, so you went, me and Marcus went 2 weeks ago, I think, to ride up Jebel Shams, ride down Jebel Shams and back up Jebel Shams after the Himam trail race. You did something pretty similar.
Yeah, but I didn't take me, I didn't do a 9-hour route like you boys.
No, but you raced the day before and then went to Shams.
Yeah, I went mountain bike racing on Sunday.
How was that, first of all? What was that like?
Yeah, it was good. I need teammates. Need more teammates on mountain bikes if I want to do well in races. Not that I do. I just want to go and have fun. But there were three there on the same team. We broke away off the front. We were about five of us. But three of the five were on the same team. So that obviously gives them an advantage. And then with a lap to go, one guy got off on the front and I couldn't catch him. So then there was three of us left. So we were fighting for second place, basically. And the finish was two climbs and then a downhill, a right-hander, and the sprint finish. So I was like, I'll get them on the hills. I'm going to end myself on the hills. And then I did that, got over the last hill first, came down the hill, took the right-hander, and I was like, this is in the bag. And some guy out-sprinted me on the line and got me by half a wheel.
Oh,
that's fuming. Absolutely fuming. I was like, and at the beginning, I was like, this is just a nice ride. You know, it's not, don't worry about racing. But your like competitive head kicks in.
You forgot that as soon as the gun went off.
Literally as soon as it happens. I was laughing to myself afterwards. But yeah, that's annoying. So I got third in the elite, but it wasn't elite. And then literally from there, I drove straight over the border and then off to Shams. It was colder. Your advice on wearing a hat was spot on.
You're welcome. I've lost my hat since I went. I need to get a new one. Probably it's probably out there still somewhere.
Didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
So yeah, then I rode. So I rode down the mountain to the coffee shop in Alhambra. And that takes, so it's 40K.
It's 40K, pretty much. There's a few climbs in there.
Yeah, little bits, but nothing crazy. Actually, you climb, this is going to sound weird. This is like ultra track mess. You climb 350 meters getting down the hill.
Yes.
Yeah. So then coffee in Alhambra, and then it's quite nice then because you know, right, 40K to the top. And 10 of that is getting back to the mountain.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 2% like
slight gradual incline, isn't it? Yeah, 2 or 3% up.
And then that takes barely any time. And then you've got like 3 hours ahead of you of just climbing. And it goes, I was looking because I had the percentage thing on, 17-18% in points. But while you're still on the road, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, you've still got grip.
Yeah, and you can watch where all the barriers have been taken out by lorries that haven't used their brakes. And then you hit the gravel section and you know you've got 10K left then. And it's just beautiful there, right? You can't not enjoy it.
And it's, you forget because you're so high up, like the top is just over 2,000 meters. It's really cool. So you don't burn through as much water as you think you should take.
No, I left with 3.5 liters, just over. And at the bottom, when I got to have a coffee, I hadn't literally drank a couple of bits from the from your bladder.
Yeah.
So I was starting out again with 3.5 extra kilos of water. I thought to myself, what an idiot. Like, I should have stashed. I had 3 bottles and then that bladder. I should have stashed 3 bottles halfway up the climb and just picked them back up.
Yeah.
Once I got there.
Fasted?
I had 2 Oat Kings.
2 Oat Kings.
Yeah.
444 calories a piece, the plain ones are.
That was it, yeah.
It's bizarre that I know that.
I had a coffee in the morning while waiting for the sun to come up to warm me back up, to thaw me out. And then I had an Oat King at the bottom, having a coffee, and one about halfway, just over halfway back up.
That's perfect.
That's all you need. It's perfect.
And then you hopped straight in the car and drove home.
Drove home, got home last night about 7. Had dinner, walked the dogs, went to bed, got up at 4 a.m. for Ultra Trackmas.
So tomorrow, resting or?
Walker Wednesday.
Oh, Jesus. More threshold.
Thursday, my mum arrives. So 5:50 a.m. at the airport. So we collect her. Friday, Birch swim. Saturday, 200K Christmas ride with the group.
Then
I'm off. And then
you're off. Good.
Jeez, that's enough.
So today's show is how to train through the holidays sustainably.
Sustainably being the word. I don't know how it ended up like this. I didn't plan it. I realized last week it got to Wednesday and I was like, oh, I've got 5 days of just something every day coming up. And then I was like, oh yeah, and Tuesday track. And then, yeah, Walker Wednesday. Then I'll take time off. I'll have a day off and then... And then it's a birdie swimming thing. So I didn't plan it this way, but it's quite nice sometimes to test where your endurance is at.
It's quite good. I always think it's quite good that you can go and do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I always think if somebody said to me, oh, do you want to go run a marathon? And they said it, I don't want to run a marathon tomorrow. I always want to be at the point where I could say yes.
Mm. Fair enough. I didn't think I would be able to run a marathon tomorrow, but after today, I'm thinking differently.
You could.
Probably could.
Yeah. It's a running, nice little check-in.
I haven't done much running lately.
We've just actually talked about it. That was your longest run since you did Roth in the summer.
Yeah.
What's been your longest run? You reckon 10K since then? Maybe?
Maybe more? In Kenya, actually, I did something, but not a lot. Maybe 16K.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, once your technique's sound, you can run long. You just need to have the muscle strength. And I've not been doing strength, so... Yeah.
Good.
Probably all right.
Right, let's get into, that's the warm-up, if you like, the prawn cocktail of today's show. Let's get into the Yorkshire pudding, potatoes and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey.
Where's
let's get
meat?
Into the turkey.
The turkey. Are you having turkey on Christmas Day or are you relaxing with
I want
turkey?
To go with 3 meats.
Oh, yeah.
Heidi said no, pick one. I wanted to go turkey. I do a very nice roasted ham.
Oh, yeah.
And beef Wellington. I wanted to do those 3. But I just got told to pick one.
So you've picked?
I've not picked yet. I've still got all 3 in there ready to go. Mate, I've got the ingredients for all 3.
You're an adult last time I checked, huh?
Yeah.
If you want 3 meats on Christmas.
It means that I need to cook 3 meats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be doing that anyway.
Yes, probably.
Right. How not to train through the holidays.
Is that what we're doing? How not to train through the holidays. Good, because that's what my note says.
Step one.
Well, actually, I wrote in my notebook... How to train through the holidays.
All
so
right.
I'll just take what I've said and I'll say the opposite of what the I've opposite. Written.
No, let's do it with how. I think that's a more positive twist.
My first point that I put down was plan in advance what you're going to do.
Okay.
So actually, if you have a coach, this is handy because you'll have had a conversation with your coach or they'll have talked to you and said, what are your plans for the holidays? Are you taking time off? When are you taking time off? And they'll plan around that. Which is fantastic. If you don't have a coach, then perhaps have a look at the next 2 weeks or the holiday season or when you're off and put some plans in place. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? What races do you have and what would complement that?
Yeah. And what looks fun?
Yes.
You know, like this is for some people, this is a special 2 weeks where like family, friends are around you and you've got like... time off work probably, or a little bit less work. You don't want to finish these 2 weeks and feel like you wish you'd gone on more group runs, group rides, done other things with other people? Because once January starts, it's full gas for most people, right?
Yeah.
And so don't regret this period where a lot of other people are doing fun social type of workouts and things, and you're saying, no, I need to stick to rigidly to the plan, or you know, not letting yourself deviate out of your lane, let's say. So I think, like you say, mate, have a plan, but ask other people what they're doing, maybe mix your workouts with other people. Just, yeah, stick your head around a few doors that you wouldn't normally do, and don't finish the Christmas New Year period wishing you'd had a bit more fun, or even worse, feeling burned out from trying to rigidly stick to a plan that you have. But a good broad picture is really important, isn't it?
And this is where actually being part of a community is good, because you can jump into all of the social sessions. So I know we had that track session today for the, if you like, the broader community, but you invited loads of your guys, none of mine turned up to Ultra Track.
The actual Ultra lot didn't do that.
They didn't want to, they're all resting, mate. But then we've also got the Burge Swim on Friday, we've got a 200k social ride on Saturday, there's a New Year's Day run, there's lots going on that we've put on for the community. So if you're not part of a community, maybe look at joining one in the next few weeks and jump into as many of those sessions as you fancy.
Yeah. And if you are on a plan that's maybe not bespoke, then just go to next week or the week after and have a look, because maybe that when that plan was made, they're not thinking ahead this far, and you might end up with a workout on Christmas Day, which obviously some people would enjoy doing, but others, like, they can't do it. They've got kids or family to think about. So just flick ahead a couple of weeks and just see where workouts lay. If you've got your key workout on Boxing Day, for example, probably move it a couple of days ahead, because, you know, Christmas Day, you're probably going to have a couple of brandies and maybe a meat hangover.
Three meats
or beef Wellington over here. So don't set yourself up to fail is probably the key one here.
Yeah, I like it. My second point, if you like, on this was, don't look to try and build your fitness over the festive period. If you're going to go to lots of parties, functions, your sleep's going to be a bit erratic. You might be consuming more alcohol than you would do normally, eating a little bit more than you would do normally. It's not the time for building fitness. It's the time for maintaining and not regressing. And you can do that. You can maintain on less than you think.
That's a very good point, mate. Yeah, I love that. It's not a time to build fitness. It's a time to build your energy for the year to come.
Definitely. Unless, of course, you don't celebrate any Christmas or festive time. Yeah, in which case build away.
Full gas. Yeah. I also think this is a good point. And actually, I can't remember what show it was, and obviously my prep's terrible, but when we had Boz on, my wife, she came on the show, I can't remember, it was maybe last year.
Yes.
And she said something that was so brilliantly put. And it was like, if you have a bad day of food, wake up the next day and just try and have a normal day
of
food.
That's
Don't
right.
try and undo the bad day by not eating the following day. And I'm like, that is so key, because it's going to happen during this period, right? You're going to end up on a day where you're going to eat some things that you maybe don't normally eat, or it's going to completely overload like what you'd normally do calorie wise. And that's just part of enjoying yourself, right? Some people, it's just going to happen. As much as we can say we'll be controlled, it's likely not the case.
I made a 30 centimeter sausage roll last night. True story. And genuinely, half of it was meant to be for lunch today, and I had it all. Homemade, but still, he's gone.
I did not see that coming. Yeah, you might end up with a 30 centimeter sausage roll, which you didn't expect. In which case, the next day, eat normal. What's normal, mate? 10
15. A good.
So, yeah, you're going to have days where you're you're eating more sausage rolls than you realize, or maybe thought you would. And the goal is to get back on track the next day, not to starve yourself the next day and try and offset it. Because all you're going to do then is mess your energy levels up for the days to come. But if you need an energy boost, just rewind 30 seconds.
What you can do is, I like, one of my favorite things about, if you like festive food, is the amount of vegetables you can stick on one plate. So you're probably, lots of people are going to be cramming their plates full of sprouts, parsnips, more carrots, more potatoes. So there's going to be loads more veg in there, probably, as well as all the other stuff. But maybe look at what veg you're having and increase your veg as well. You don't need to slather it all with gravy.
You're encroaching on my next...
Oh, apologies.
That's all right. It's okay. It's okay.
Keep going then.
Just leave back to that one though. And then I think that's the same with like exercise as well, is if you have a... Remember, like 45 to 60 minute walk every day is great for your health. So don't feel like every day you need to keep training, go for a run, go for a ride. Like if you just get in a walk, like normally 10,000 steps is a pretty good place to aim for. If you can just get that in, then going back to your last point, mate, you will be maintaining at least your aerobic and your health, your like aerobic fitness and your general health, just based on walking. And the thing I love about walking is everybody can do it normally. Mm-hmm. So if you've got more family around or you've got kids or whatever, then everyone can go for a walk. So you can be that person who can be like, right, today we're going for a walk in the morning or lunchtime or evening. And it keeps people together, which is what, you know, this holiday period is about, but it also keeps you moving and keeps you, like you said, maintaining at least. And walking is just great for your mood as well, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's the time to go out. Like we were just talking about going out and hiking in some of the places in the UAE that you probably wouldn't normally go to. You definitely wouldn't be able to normally run them. But yeah, heading out somewhere new, taking the family and just exploring, seeing all the different types of rock and having fun in the wadis. Perfect time of year to do it.
Yeah. And you can load yourself up with water like a mule in your strength training.
Yep. Well, I've got to load myself up with Hannah on my back. So actually all of my hikes are weighted. They're not restorative.
Not restorative at all.
Come back more screwed than from a run.
What's your next one, mate?
Play around with intensity. You kind of alluded to this, but I've gone the other way. So you're taking time off. Maybe you don't have time for a long run because you've got family in town. So instead of perhaps sticking in your 2-3 hour long run, take that out and do something shorter. But if you're going to do something shorter and you want to maintain or, you know, keep the same training stress, then increase the intensity instead. So maybe add in a few intervals or a few tempo blocks instead of a long run. And you still get the same, if you like, total training stress across the week.
Fair enough. But make sure you've been doing intervals in the first place. Just start intervals.
This is assumed that you still haven't. Swap it. It's your first ever speed session.
New calves for Christmas. Excellent. My next one is water.
Water.
Water. Sometimes we get into habits, right? Like if you're going into the office and you have a water bottle in the office and you know that you've got to drink 3 full water bottles, that hits your liter and a half while in the office, and then you've had another 500 at home and a 500 in the evening, and that's how you get your 3 liters or 2 liters of water in a day. Some people maybe 4 liters. When we come out of our routines, we often also come out of our healthier habits as well. So my advice is to remember, keep drinking the normal amount of water that you drink in a day. And that should be close to around 3, if you're here in the Middle East, 3 liters. If you're back home in the UK, at least 2 liters a day, or somewhere in a colder climate, 2 liters a day. If you're in a hotter climate, try and aim for 3. And try not to forget. I know it's easy to say try not to forget, but how can you keep your habits going despite not being in your usual routines is something good to think about as well.
On hydration, how would you suggest training around alcohol?
Well,
Christmas parties, like probably a few drinks, socializing with people and friends and family.
Yeah. I think the clear evidence on alcohol is that your body will focus on metabolizing alcohol, obviously, out of your system before it starts to do anything else. So if you are drinking, then it shouldn't affect you aerobically a lot. It'll affect you, I think it's like power and neurologically, it'll affect you a bit. So definitely don't train intensity around alcohol consumption. So if you have a big night, you wake up the next day and you want to do something, just go for a walk or a very, very easy run, sweat out your hangover rather than trying to go and do track sprints with it. So yeah, keep intensity as far away from your alcohol consumption as you can and just make it nice and easy and maybe a bit longer and lots of water in as you go.
It also screws with your REM sleep as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely affects sleep. Like, you won't have slept well. And despite people think they fall asleep a bit faster, but no, your sleep is definitely impaired. You might fall asleep quicker, but you will have a more restless night. Isn't it weird talking about hangovers? I just feel like I've got a hangover
right now.
Yeah. Maybe it's the dehydration from track. I literally just started feeling sick talking about having a hangover and running.
You need what were those tablets people used to take? The herbal ones that are meant to be good for hangover. I can't remember. It'll come to me. They don't work anyway.
Who knew? But yeah, I mean, that probably ties back into the hydration one. It's the more your alcohol you're drinking, try and fit water in around that as well to help with just keeping yourself hydrated and do as little damage as you can.
And with poor sleep comes poor recovery.
You know all about this, mate.
So if you go out for a few beers or a few wines, you're not going to be recovering. So, like you said, stay away from the intense sessions and keep it easy.
Yeah, I think this is where you got to set yourself up to win through the holidays, right? Is, let's say you do a long run on, let's say, Saturday. Okay, so you do your long run, then you head to the Christmas party or whatever, and you're not really having a proper meal. You're like picking bits of food and you're drinking. Like, that is not good for your recovery. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter that you've done a long run in the morning, you're not recovering from it. So it's actually pretty useless to you. So just try and set yourself up to think, right, I know tonight I've got a Christmas party, so it's not going to be the best food and it's going to be more alcohol, and which then means poor sleep. Like, let's do something easier on Saturday that I don't need a lot of recovery from. Whereas often we think differently, right? We think, oh, I'm going to eat rubbish food, drink a lot, and then I've got Sunday off. So I'll smash myself in the morning or do my long run in the morning, and then I'll do that and I've got Sunday to relax. But if we really want what's best for our bodies, then we've got to match the stimulus with the correct recovery. So you might get a big stimulus, but if your recovery is rubbish, then you'll get nothing or you'll get very little from it. So just think ahead and set yourself up to win. Don't just go by more irrational thinking of eating more, so therefore I need to move more. Just accept that the period that we're in and be ready to start the new year, ready to go, not injured, not burnt out, feeling good about how you handled the holidays rather than feeling burnt out, because you'll be affected into Sunday. If you've got a workout Monday, then you're still going to be recovering from the weekend. Like, it's just not conducive to better performance. So I would look at it like that and like, be kind to yourself. Like, it's okay to miss or to not have long runs for a couple of weeks while you're celebrating holidays, or move your long run, or get in the same longer, easier stimulus by doing, maybe you don't do track that week, maybe doing a longer tempo run on Tuesday, another tempo run Thursday, and an easy run Friday. And then you've got the same kind of stimulus, but without needing the prolonged recovery. And that means that you can, Saturday morning, you can also do easy, and then you can have the time, you know, the time partying off or whatever. So it's just, yeah, thinking ahead and setting yourself up to win and being kind to yourself rather than punishing yourself to then go and enjoy yourself. Like, when you say it like that, it doesn't make sense.
I put down using races as a, as if you like, an incentive to keep training and to not overindulge over the holidays. But the more and more I think about it, you've got to weigh up what's more important to you. If you want a PB in a race that's maybe mid-January, then you're going to have to probably say no to some things over the Christmas festive period. You're going to have to prioritize sleep. You're going to have to prioritize training over social events. be able to perform.
Yeah.
And if you want to prioritize partying, socializing, a few extra drinks, a few extra foot-long sausage rolls, then the PB, depending on what stage you're at in your endurance career, may or may not happen.
Yeah, I think that's fair. What means more to you, right? Like, your kids are going to, if you have kids, they're going to like you, respect you, enjoy your time way more if you've got energy for them on Christmas. Mm-hmm. But if you're like a zombie because you won't miss your long run or your other runs or your rides or whatever, like, to you, it might mean something. To them, they just know, they don't know what you're doing. They just know that you're not giving them the energy that they want during Christmas Day, Boxing Day or whatever,
yeah,
and New Year. So yeah, I think that's a really good point, mate. Like, have a thought, like, think to yourself, what does it mean to you? And then plan based on that and remembering that, what does it mean to you plus your family? And you know, it's a good rule. The 10-10-10 rule comes in here quite well, right?
Susie Welch.
How does it affect you? 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months. What is it? 10 minutes, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 minutes, 10 months, 10 years, I think.
Yeah, like, if you make decisions based on that throughout the holidays, I think you can't go too wrong.
Yeah, will that long run that you've missed affect you in 10 years? Probably not. But will your kids remember that Christmas morning that you weren't there because you were out running around Arabian ranches? Maybe.
Would be the ranches, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But if, you know, maybe you're single and no kids and you've got that race in January, maybe you need a bit more discipline if you want that PB and, you know, you're not, it's just you and you've got your own thing to worry about, or your partner understands what it means to you. You know, and we've all been there, right? Well, I definitely used to train every Christmas Day. And you just feel better for it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we always used to go for a run. And then before we had Hannah, we used to go to a CrossFit class on Christmas Day to get out and see people and be festive.
Yeah.
And say Merry Christmas. I don't know what we're doing this year, actually. Probably go for a walk and go to the beach.
Yeah, the last few years, we've just gone for a walk. Yeah. Just gone for a walk with the dogs. It's nice. And there's no right or wrong, I don't believe. Like, yeah. Also, people sometimes go off what, like, the Olympians have been doing and stuff. You're not an Olympian, so relax. Unless you are, in which case, you better train on Christmas Day. Yeah?
We have many Olympians that listen to this podcast for our sound advice.
From your sausage roll techniques. Good. What else you got, mate?
That's it. Same. You kind of covered everything. I had look at maybe training at different times. So maybe, if normally you're bound by work, so maybe you train at 5 a.m. in the morning. If you have family here, you can probably fit training to any time of the day now that the weather is so nice. And especially in the UK, if it's dark and gloomy in the morning, maybe you train at lunchtime. Maybe you go out for a run at 12 o'clock because you can.
Because there's sunlight.
Same here. Though. Yeah.
Go get the 15 minutes of sunlight.
Go get 15 minutes of sunlight. Especially if you don't need to do a long run and you're decreasing the volume just to get something in. You could go for a 40 minute run at lunchtime in the Middle East very, very easily right now.
Yes. And if it's too hot, go to Jebel Shams.
That's it. The other thing I had was make it social. So meet up with people. You can run before your pints and party.
Park run. Christmas park run's always a good one, right?
So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Mate, we sometimes, I think in the past few years, we've done a top Christmas list buyer's guide.
Oh.
Have you any?
No.
Any Christmas crackers you're thinking of this year?
No, I don't. Damn it.
Nothing, huh?
No. What have I used that's been a game changer? A flask to keep your coffee hot. We had a fantastic coffee after our 3-hour track session today. It was just the right temperature.
It was good. I don't think they're new though, right?
No, but maybe people don't have flasks.
Go and get
if
one.
If you don't have a flask, go get yourself a nice coffee flask.
One that keeps it warm and cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking definitely if you ride a bike, mountain bike, quite long, those new hip packs that are very good options.
Game changer.
Very good options. They're not new, but again, they're new to us.
Yeah, novel to us. Definitely.
Novel. Yeah.
It's good because you can put, what do we have? We've got 1.5 liters bladders
yeah.
that just sit on the hip and you barely notice them.
And you can fit two bottles in each side as well.
Yeah. And all of your kit, all of your nutrition, your phone, your keys, and you don't know it's there.
Inner Fight merch.
What do we have? Any new Inner Fight merch?
What don't we have, mate? We've got running shorts, cycling kit, triathlon suits, swim hats, normal hats, flat peak. What do they call them again?
Flat peaks. What trucker caps.
Yeah, we have truckers, but the one you've got on now. No.
Going to YouTube and...
Snapbacks.
Snapbacks.
That's it. Patagonia running hats.
Yes.
We have bucket hats.
Plenty.
What else? So much, mate. T-shirts, raglans, hoodies, long sleeves, shorts, neon shorts if you want to look like Christoph.
Socks. An assortment of CrossFit gear, skipping ropes. We've got water bottles. Yeah. We've got hydration vests.
Yes. We even do hydration flasks. Towels. In the vests.
Small towels. Oh my God.
We do rucksacks, soon to be kit bags as well.
Kit bags.
On the way. We got all the new Zest range, good green stuff. If you're here in Dubai, come up to Inner Fight, to Smith Street, and I'm sure there'll be some sort of Christmas cake going on. Holly's been doing those minced something.
Bake of the day.
Yeah, but it's like mince pie.
Minced slice. Yeah.
Jeez, they're good.
You're a fan of them.
They're very good. So definitely come in. Today she's baked Christmas gingerbread.
Oh.
Yeah, I reserved a slice already. We will be working out through the holidays.
As normal.
There is no Monday ride because that's Christmas Day, but there is a Boxing Day track. Burner.
Yep.
Relays, it just says.
There is relays.
You're in charge. I won't be there.
I'm in charge. And anyone that is doing Dubai Marathon, I will put on a session before the relays.
Because I'll track myself again.
We need to serve our people, our athletes that have dedicated marathon sessions.
Coffee run is on as normal.
Yep. That will be closer to the new year. That's what, that 26th, 27th, 29th, I believe.
A lot of the lads doing the Rafa 500 as well. And then New Year's Day is also Monday. Nothing on that day, but there will be... Oh no, we do a ride on New Year's Day, optional. And then there is also track again on the 2nd of January.
That's right.
The New Year special.
And then it's heavy into race season then.
Then it's chaos, mate. Chaos. Let the chaos begin. Yeah, something every weekend coming up. But first of all is Dubai Marathon.
Dubai Marathon on the 7th. What else is there? Oh, there's loads. All the half marathons, Striders, Rack, Burj to Burj. There's an Expo half. There's a Palm half.
Rack Triathlon, Sported Triathlon, 70.3 Muscat.
Xterra. Off-road triathlon and half marathon.
Don't ask about 70.3 Dubai because it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Stop hoping it is.
Just do it yourself.
Yes. That's it, right?
High Rocks.
Rack training camp.
Oh, a Rack training camp for the stuff that we organise. And then going into the summer, we'll have a Chamonix training camp again.
Wow, you've jumped ahead a few months there.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It just popped into the top of my head. Chamonix.
Forget about April, March. It don't matter.
Mountains.
Straight to Chamonix.
Gets too hot then. Chamonix.
Yeah. And some good guests coming up on the show as well.
Very good guests. Excellent.
Good guests.
Right.
Go switch off your podcasts, put on your Christmas music, and we'll see you January 3rd.
Have a jolly old time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.